When you feel spiritually depleted, what do you usually do? Hey guys, Andrew here, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Have you ever been so hungry you would eat anything you could get your hands on? As much as pine cones might look tasty at that point, though, only real food actually satisfies the hunger. Spiritual hunger is like that too, and we're going to talk about that in our devotion today. It's called The Bread of Life, and it was written by Cheryl Elton. When your stomach growls, nothing satisfies like good food. But what about spiritual hunger? Jesus said if we go to Him, we would not go hungry, for He is the bread of life. It says that in John 6:35. It's easy to feel spiritually full after a great church retreat, an awesome Christian concert, or an exciting time of helping others. But often, when we feel spiritually empty, our default is to go shopping, go to the gym, or eat some chocolates. Yes, bring on the Reese's. While these things all have merit on their own, especially those Reese's, none can replace our daily need for Jesus, the true bread of life. In the Old Testament, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years on their way to the Promised Land. During that time, God was teaching them to humble themselves, to trust Him, and to hear His voice. Each day, He rained down manna, bread, from heaven to feed them. If they tried to save bread for the next day, it would go bad. That was so they could learn to rely on God's provision one day at a time. This true story of the Israelites points to Jesus, who was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days. During this time, he too trusted God, quoting from Deuteronomy, "Man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Just as the Israelites and Jesus trusted God for daily sustenance, we trust God to provide our spiritual nourishment, like the manna, every day. It's important that we daily feast on Jesus by studying and dwelling on the truths found in His Word, the Bible, both individually and with other believers at church. Whenever we find ourselves spiritually malnourished, we need only call upon Jesus. He is the bread we need, and in His presence, we'll never go hungry. So let's talk about this. When you feel spiritually depleted, what do you usually do? How is Jesus the bread we need? For some help on this, check out John 6:4 through 15 as well as 25 through 40. Why is it important to make Jesus and all He's done central to our lives? What are ways you can feast on Jesus by digging into God's Word regularly? As we read in John 6:47 and 48, "Truly I, Jesus, tell you, anyone who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life." Now, I'd encourage you to read Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 3, as well as Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you checked out our Instagram page lately? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedDevo. And until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.